from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. No one was hurt, but a house on Riverside Drive was badly damaged in a late-night fire. Deputy Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says shortly before 10 o'clock, firefighters from the Mount Joy, Timmins, and Schumacher stations were called to the area between Craig and Norman Streets. He adds that pets were removed safely. Riverside was closed overnight and into the morning. Investigators are looking to pinpoint a cause. A new temporary stop sign will be installed tomorrow morning at 6th Avenue and Birch Street. That makes the intersection a four-way stop until connecting link construction for this year is complete. It's intended to slow down traffic using that stretch as a detour. Well, about the only thing that could wipe out the Timmins Flying Club's annual Young Eagles event is weather. And with the weekend forecast being for rain, Saturday's planned flights are being postponed. Every year, kids between 8 and 17 get to experience the miracle of flight, most for the first time, making a loop around Timmins from about 2,800 feet up. But as coordinator Noel Belair explains, it's very much weather dependent.
It's not something you want to play around with young people in the airplanes, especially the newer ones that have never flown before. When you get some turbulence and the rain, it's just not a good recipe for success by any means.
Young Eagles who've already registered are asked to sit tight. You'll be notified of a rescheduled date. You can cross off the final item on your spring cleaning list next Saturday, June 15th. Getting rid of those old paint cans and other hazardous things lying around. The city is holding its annual household hazardous and special waste event between 8 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Environmental coordinator Christina Beaton says the one big change this year is the location. It's at the Spruce Street Snow Dump instead of the Sportsplex parking lot.
So it's going to be one-way traffic, so coming into Iroquois Road and following the signs to the drop-off area near the Spruce Snow Dump.
Beaton recites the long list of what's accepted in the audio of our interview at mytimmonsnow.com. The federal and provincial governments are taking a new approach to fighting wildfires as the country heads into what is anticipated to be an intense fire season. Federal Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says the plan comes as a result of devastating wildfire seasons in recent years.
The severity of wildfires in Canada in recent years underscores the urgency of this strategy and highlights why we must continue to prevent and mitigate the risks of wildland fires before they occur. Our homes, our communities, and our environment depend upon it.
The strategy involves collaborations between local, indigenous, provincial, and federal governments, prescribed burns, more firefighting resources, and public education campaigns. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.